Hello there, I'm Prue, hailing from the vibrant city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm joined by my dad, Ray, who's tuning in from beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Together, we're thrilled to bring you Daughter and Dad Podcast, a heartwarming space where we showcase the incredible bond between a grown daughter and her father. Through our podcast, we dive into lively discussions, share moments of laughter, and occasionally explore deeper topics. But that's not all. We're also here to bring you fantastic healthy recipes and maybe even crack a joke or two. So why not join us in our little world? You're tuning into our special 13th episode, and trust us, it's a lucky one. Welcome aboard. And it's lucky episode 13 today.
Yeah!
Episode 13. Can you imagine that?
I know. Maybe we should be like those buildings that say they don't have a floor 13. They go from 12 to 14.
You mean our listeners and viewers have put up with us for this long?
Dad, they've put up with us for this long. We don't know how long they're going to hang out with us, but we hope that this one doesn't do them in.
I hope not. I was today, you know, I grew up in Bridgewater, Mass.
Yeah.
And I was thinking today, there are just so many good people there.
That's true, Dad.
But unfortunately, they're all dead. Well, I have big, big, exciting news.
Wow. Okay. What's your big news, Dad?
Today, for the first time this spring, the blue bonnets are out.
Whoa, Dad, we're not even close to that here yet, but my little Easter lilies are just poking up those little stiff green leaves out of the soil. So that's as close as we're getting, and a few buds on my crab apple tree.
I have such a horrible case of spring fever.
Dad, I've got spring fever bad too. The weather's been pretty warm and we're just starting to see little bits of green pop out of the ground, and it's beautiful, and I can't wait till we're as flowery as it is in Texas.
Well, every time at night when I go for my walk after dinner, I stop at every single mountain laurel bush. And I hope our viewers know what a mountain laurel is. It is a beautiful plant that only comes into bloom for a brief period of time. And it smells like grapes, or grape jelly.
It does. It has the most amazing scent.
Do you have them in Albuquerque? I think you do.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I hit every single bush. And honestly, I think I heard some neighbors saying, whispering, he needs an intervention.
Dad, you're hitting every bush like Django does. Yeah, are you lifting your leg?
I was going to say, I'm not lifting my leg or squatting. Oh, I did have an interesting little thing that happened to me last night on my walk. There's a couple I know, and they were walking out in front of me, and I caught up with them because I thought the guy, he was just the way he was walking. I said, his back looks like it's killing him. So I stopped and I said, hi, hey, is your back killing you? And he says, yeah, I woke up this way. I don't know what happened to me during the
morning.
I said, do you know yoga stretches? Yeah. And I said, do you know the sleeping baby? I said, I bet that's going to help you. Well, no, I don't know that. And I said, well, let me show you. Here I am on a sidewalk laying down like I'm bowing to Mecca or something and doing the sleeping baby for him. So I hope it worked out. He said he was going to try it. And his wife said, he better try it.
Man, Dad, I wish I had a picture of that. You on the sidewalk demonstrating some yoga poses.
Yeah, I do that every single morning. Although I learned a caveat from that, Prue.
Yeah.
And it really is good. But the caveat I learned by watching this YouTube video, well, you do the sleeping baby, you put your arms stretched out in front of you like that, right?
Yeah.
He said, after you do that, then do it off to the, keep your legs straight, but do it off to the side and stretch out. And that'll pull it, stretch it on the opposite side of your hips. And then do it to the other side, again, for 30 seconds each way. And I've been doing that this week, well, since Sunday. And I think, gee, that really is a great morning stretch. So I do the three phases of the sleeping baby now.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that, Dad. I'm going to start doing that.
I think you really, really like it. And you'll feel it on one side, he said, a little more than the other. And that's the one that's really working.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. I'm excited to try this out. Sometimes I do the sun salutation.
There are some yoga poses I would never try, but there are some I find extremely helpful for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Prue, tell us about your garden that you're planning.
Oh my gosh, Dad, I have a garden story from this morning too. So all day Saturday, we spent raking and cleaning and picking up all of the gunk out of the garden. We had a big bonfire in our fire pit with all of the old leaves and dead plants from last year, all of the wildflowers that had, went through their whole life cycle. And the garden looks pretty cool. It's a lot of dirt now, but we have some plants that are coming up already. Some of them just wintered through, like the kale and the chard, and we have mint that's coming up and parsley.
All right.
And we have the amaranth is just starting to make an appearance, catmint, all kinds of rosemaries and sage. We've got a big thyme bush that's doing great. And I had these two. Now you notice I say had these two beautiful little teeny daffodil plants that were just coming up. So excited about those daffodils. They're kind of in the middle of the garden, so they add a pop of color during the spring. And I go out this morning, and I had already put Django out to go patrol the yard and have some fun. And what did he do? He dug up my daffodils, Dad. He dug them up. They were just sitting there in a big, huge hole in the garden. I think he got all excited seeing us digging and poking in the garden and thought it was fair game. So I tried to replant them, and I don't know if they're going to take or not, but giving it a whirl. We'll see if the replant worked.
I'm hoping it works.
He looked guilty as heck too, Dad. I was like, I scolded him. I said, no. Looking, pointing to the dirt hole, and he stuck his tail between his legs and his ears went all the way back, and he just kind of wandered away.
What did you do, actually?
I know. It was terrible, Bucky. I know. I scolded your friend, Django.
Well, that leads us to our next topic, Albuquerque undercover.
Oh, man, this is a good one, too. Okay, Django is our security dog. He likes to wear his security jacket when it's nippy in the morning. And last year, Albuquerque announced they were putting in about a dozen new dog parks all around the city. Really nice dog parks with these secure gates, this two-gate latch system so dogs can't run away. And all of the dog parks are off leash. So once you have to have your dog on a leash to get there, but once you're in, the dogs can go off leash and run around and sniff each other and play with each other. And it's super fun. Django loves a dog park. And two dog parks have opened up right near us. And we went to the grand opening of one of the dog parks. It's a mile and a half away. So we walked Django on over. And we let him in. There were lots of people there, lots of dogs. He was having a great time. And the mayor was there to the grand opening ribbon of the dog park. And the news was there, too. Station 13, Lucky 13, like our episode today. And they were filming all of the goings-on. They had a food truck there. They had the animal welfare people there giving away free swag and signing up people to volunteer. They even had puppies for adoption from the animal shelter. So it was a super fun, family-friendly event. Django was having a blast. And then I hear this dog shrieking, and I turn around, and the mayor's dog had gotten this poodle, and it was a pretty big poodle, by the neck and was like chomping on this poor poodle, and the mayor was just pressing the flesh with his constituents, didn't notice it, took two guys to haul the mayor's dog off the poodle, and then the mayor drops his dog's leash one more time because he's trying to, be a political creature out there, and his dog attacked another dog. At that point, I grabbed Django and we hauled butt out of the dog park. I didn't want the mayor coming after us. It didn't make the news. They did do a puff piece on Channel 13 about the opening of the dog park and showed, the dogs running around and the mayor with a big grin on his face, but they didn't show what actually happened.
Perhaps the two dogs that were attacked by the mayor's dog were of a different political party than the mayor.
That's what I'm thinking, Dad. I know two people who probably won't vote on his reelection, the two dog owners.
For sure.
Well, it was pretty exciting, and Django just sat there looking at it, literally sitting there with his head cocked to one side, like the old RCA dog just went,
Well, Albuquerque undercover names names, events, and places. You can't get away with Albuquerque undercover on the
Not scene. With Mr. J. Dr. J, he is our undercover K9 reporter.
And
if there's a story, he will sniff it out.
I have a quick cooking question for you.
I've got an answer.
Okay. I bet you do. Have you ever made refried beans? And if so, how do you make them? But tell me in a way that would be simple enough for me to make them, because I don't like to buy the refried beans in the can. They taste great. However, they're 500 milligrams of sodium.
That's right. Sometimes they have lard in them, all of that. Yeah. So I like to make my beans from scratch in either the Instapot, the pressure cooker, or in the crock pot. Either way, you get a nice big batch of beans. And I like to cook them just in water. And sometimes I'll use some no salt added vegetable broth that I make at home, actually, from vegetable odds and ends. And so after the beans are all cooked, I drain them, but leave a little bit of the cooking liquid in there. And then what I do is I take my immersion blender, a stick blender that, it looks like handle, and then it has the rotary thing on the bottom, and I put it in the pan or the crock pot or whatever I have and go, and it's perfect refried beans. You can also just take them and dump them in a frying pan and make them a little more fried like, but I like them just like that. They're perfect. They're yummy. You can make them as lumpy as you like, or as smooth as you want, depending on how you're going to serve them. They come out perfect every time, Dad. So good. And I like to add garlic, a little bit of onion in there when the beans are cooking, a little bit of oregano. The Mexican oregano is good if you're doing pinto beans.
Okay, but question.
Yeah. I
don't have an immersion stick, but maybe I'll buy one. Yeah. Whether I buy one or not depends upon your answer here.
Okay.
Let's say I have a can of low sodium black beans.
You can absolutely use a can. Take them out of the can first.
Take them out of the can. Let's throw the whole can in there. Exactly. This isn't working, Pro. I just broke my immersion stick.
Yeah, you can. Are you wanting to put it like in a blender?
Literally, what should you do? Okay.
Oh, man.
So okay. Step by step. Open the can.
Yes.
Take them out.
Yes. Okay. Are you going to be using a blender? Is that what you plan to use to smush them up?
No. I think you wanted to buy an immersion stick.
Oh, yeah, buy an immersion stick. You just, open the can and drain out just some of the water. Leave a little bit in there because you need to have a little bit more moisture to make the beans all smoosh up properly. An immersion stick will work great.
So not drain some of the moisture up and some of the liquid
But not
up.
All. Leave a little bit. Leave like an inch, like in a can. Leave like an inch okay. of the water at the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. I would add some, like a little bit of garlic or a little bit. You can like saute up a little bit of garlic and onion, throw that in there. Makes it taste so good.
I am going to do that, Prue.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Refried beans, they make such a great lunch. They're so healthy for you.
They're good on a wrap, Dad. And they're good yeah. on a wrap with sardines, let me tell you. I know I'm bringing up those sardines again, but sardines
and I had them for lunch today.
It even rhymes. Sardines and refried beans.
Sardines and refried beans. But, you know, I do believe that that is really accurate because when I have leftover hummus,
yeah.
I'll smoosh some hummus right next to the sardines, put tomatoes on it, and nuke it in the microwave.
Yeah.
It tastes great. Well, what is hummus? Chickpeas.
Exactly.
Garbanzo beans, right?
Right.
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 So, same thing.
Same thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to the Great American Eclipse Company. They sent us some cool swag to help us celebrate the upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th. I'm driving out to San Antonio to watch the cosmic event with Dad, and I can't wait. Check out my totally cool, totally over Texas t-shirt and this awesome ball cap. We also got some cool safety goggles to watch the eclipse in style. And these gadgets, they're gonna help us look at the eclipse through our phones so we can take photos. Dad even got an awesome hoodie and a totally over Texas cap. We can't wait to show you our swag in person when we do our total solar eclipse live stream. So check out Great American Solar Eclipse at greatamericaneclipse.com. Get your swag now, it's not too late.
Well, this is a little something from Alice in Wonderland. Just to cut, every once in a while, we do try to think about things at a deeper level. And so this is our attempt.
It's a rare attempt, folks.
And totally superficial. We're not trying to sound smart. We're just having some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late. When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never seen before a rabbit with a waistcoat pocket. Or a watch to take out of it. And burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was going to get out again. Have you, Prue, I know I have, ever gone someplace and you wondered and you thought, how in the hell am I going to get out of this? There's no way.
So many times, from little things to huge things, even just something dumb. Like I remember, it became a family story, a long family story that the kids still tell to this day. There was one year when my son Lewis wanted a particular kind of birthday cake, a chocolate layer cake with raspberry filling. And that I made the layers of the cake and I was trying to make that raspberry filling. And every time I put the top layer on, it would slide off the raspberry filling. So I kept trying to make the cake, trying to fix it, make it more level. And Dad, it just got worse and worse. By the end, the whole thing looked like a big tumor and they called it the tumor cake. And so after that, everyone requested a tumor cake because it did taste pretty darn good.
I bet it was delicious, Prue.
It was bushes, but boy, it was an ugly dad. And it was just one of those things where you keep trying to fix it, make it better, fix it, fix it, fix it. And you're just making it worse every step of the way.
Now, this is one of my times down the rabbit hole. And you may remember this. You would have been very, very young. Uncle Ed and I went out in a canoe and we were going to run the rapids down this river. Okay. And we're going down the river and Mom was supposed to pick us up, I think, in Middleboro or someplace like that. And we got stuck on a rock. The canoe's balancing in the middle of the rock. And my brother, thinking he knew all about canoeing and running rapids, which he didn't. This is both our first attempts, so I can't blame him. He says, I'm sitting in the back of the canoe, and he says, I'm going to stand up and get us unbalanced. Well, if we took a vote, I would have seconded the motion. The next thing I know, we're both swimming in the river, and the paddles are going down the river in front of us. The canoe is also heading down the river. Fortunately, the canoe beached on the side of the river. We made it to the canoe, and we had to paddle by hands until we got to at least paddles. And I think we're 2 hours late. Mom thought we both drowned.
Dad, I remember that, just little bits and pieces of that episode. I do remember, though. That is so funny. But man, it's so easy to do that, isn't it? Where you think, yeah, I can do this. We can do this. And sometimes you have to know your limitations, but I never do. I always just, boom.
I was going to say.
Full steam ahead.
Didn't you girls have a thing we'd call what males do is MS, male stupid?
Yes.
Males don't know their limitations. So when we see a male doing something stupid, you'd say to your sister, hey, Kathy, that's MS over there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I have to confess that sin a number of times.
Every time Daniel does something like that, a manly man kind of a thing, and I'm just shaking my head and he's not listening to my opinion, which I know is correct. He's insisting on doing it his way. I always start singing the men's song. It goes like this. Men, 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 men. That snaps him out of it.
No, that's going to stay in my head. Oh, no.
Hey, Angie knows the men's song because we were on a hike once and we were singing it.
That's going to stay in my head. One of those things that I'll have to play some other song that'll beep it out of there today.
That's right. Men, 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 men.
You got me, Prue. Oh, hey, this was a great episode.
This was a great episode. We covered a lot of ground here, Dad, and we did not fall down the rabbit hole too deeply.
Just a little ways, but we're looking for the next rabbit hole. We do not avoid them.
We do not avoid them. We dive in. We can't help it.
Dive in. That's one way of enjoying life.
That's right.
It has to be some
risk. Treasure.
Every day we wake up, there's risk involved. No sense in staying in the house.
That's get out, right.
Get out and enjoy life and dance with it. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, let's see. Questions that we have for viewers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite fried bean recipe that you could share with us? Or how do you make a great refried bean roll-up?
Oh, I like that. I've got a question. Who out there has spring fever?
I do.
Me too.
Oh man, Charlie's taking a nap right now, but here's his
dog. Hi, Sam.
I got it too. Spring fever.
What was that thing we would call? You guys, girls, would get so mad.
Oh yeah.
Put on my fingers and.
Oh yeah, like this.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, I got a question for you. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and you're supposed to draw with a pen, like big red lips on it. Yeah. So it looks like a mouth.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, you have a great day and adios, amiga.
Adios, papa.
Adios, viewers.
Adios, viewers. We love you.
And jump down your rabbit hole.
Jump down your rabbit hole and let us know what it is in comments.
I'm hoping Albuquerque Undercover is back at it.
Man, we're going to be on the streets. It's going to be our regular beat, Albuquerque Undercover. You never know what one of these neighbors might do, Dad.
So if you see a dog with a security blanket over him, a woman with dark shaded glasses trying to go into the tuxedo, walking with this dog, you know it's Albuquerque Undercover.
That's right. It's Albuquerque Undercover.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out DaughterAndDadPodcast.com for our crazy cool merch and updates. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. Love you.